DMAPS, the shorthand for the Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety, is an area of the budget that Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall says can be difficult to cut. At $350 million, it's a fairly sizable part of state government and houses the regional jails, prisons, Homeland Security Office, state police, and a few other divisions. During the department's budget presentation today, Governor Jim Justice's newly appointed secretary, Jeff Sandy, told senators he's only officially been in his position for just over a month, but he's already looking to make changes.
It did not take me very long to realize some of the issues within DMAPS, and that is duplication of efforts.
Sandy says the agency is already combining some services, including financial and legal, to share personnel across agencies within the department. Each of those agency heads presented their individual line items to senators today, and even in a tight budget year, several asked for increases in their funding. Jan Cahill is the new superintendent of the state police. He told lawmakers that with the restoration of a previous $1 million cut, he planned to hire more technicians to help reduce the backlog in the state police's forensic lab. But he chose the new lab personnel over paying for a new state police cadet class because of the lack of funds. Several members of the committee didn't like the either-or choice in the state police line item, including Senator John Unger from Berkeley County, who says the drug epidemic is especially difficult in his district.
I know drugs has been a problem, but not to the epic level that it is today. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Just about everything. It is absolutely no exaggeration at all for us to say that 90+% probably 95% of everything we do has a drug link. If you connect the dots enough, you can go back and have a drug link on just about everything we do.
Senator Doug Faismeyer agreed. With the increased problems an influx of drugs are causing in the state, he told his fellow committee members continuing to make cuts is not the best option.
We cannot continue this. I mean, we are being penny wise and dollar stupid here. And I mean, we owe our citizens better than this.
Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall recognizes that the legislature will have to make tough budgetary decisions this session. And so far, legislative leaders in both chambers say those decisions will come in the form of cuts. But Hall is working hard to make sure his committee understands the real-world outcomes of those reductions.
If you're going to talk about reducing the size of government, that you actually look at government in total to decide where you want to go, or decide maybe that it's pretty hard to do.
That's why Hall has divided his committee into work groups who are looking at each section of the budget before the agencies present their funding plans. That knowledge allows his fellow senators to ask more pointed questions of the departments, but also get them through the budget process more quickly. Hall says this session, he wants to have a spending plan prepared as close to the halfway mark as possible.
We've only got 60 days, so we have to build at least some baseline understanding of the expenditures. Then, in the second part of this session or whatever, decide if revenue is going to be there or not be there, what to do next.
And that new revenue isn't necessarily off the table, according to Hall, despite leadership's push to cut instead of increase taxes. To Hall, it's about protecting necessary public services, and he believes his fellow senators are starting to come to the same understanding.
I'm hearing members say things like, if I can become convinced that, you know, there's not much waste or we really need to do these things, then they would look at revenue measures.
Hall says the DMAPS budget hearing today was a good example of where cutting government could jeopardize the services West Virginians rely on. He says increasing the state police funding to pay for additional employees both in the forensic lab and in cruisers on West Virginia streets would be ideal, but those dollars don't currently exist. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.